Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Kendry's in Newark. What's up, Kendry?
Hey, guys, I think a lot of managers don't do this, but we're going to L.A. to split. You got to know that. L.A. is hot, right? We're going to give up game one. That's the mentality that I'm thinking the manager's going with here. You got number one going against their bullpen
Give
today.
Up.
Listen, I know you don't want to think about it that way.
I don't think they want to think about it that way.
Well, I understand that, but okay, now you have them set up for game 2 and 6 and Severino at home for 3 and 7. And we know that if this series, the Mets are going to win, it's going to be a long series.
Mm-hmm.
So you're giving up one. You go for the split. You go all in. All your chips are in today, right? Because I believe if they lose today, it's going to be very difficult.
Don't lose today.
To win this
Kendry, that makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm not down with that. I don't buy it.
You're saying that the Mets plan to go in, hey, we're going to lose the game, so let's lose the first
not
one.
Not plan, but if you're going to give up one, you want your ace against their bullpen. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, sorry, Kendry. Disagree with that. And also, by the way, I could disagree that if the Mets are going to win this series, it's going to be a long series. Says who? I mean, why? The Mets couldn't win today and then win all three games at Citi Field? Like, this is sports. Crazy things happen. I'm not saying I would bet on that, but I'm also not saying, well, if the Mets are going to win, it's got to go 6 or 7. Nonsense. I think it's going to be different when the Mets come back home. We tease the lineup, BT, before we get back to the calls and finish up here. 888-808-1019. Yankees, of course, game one ALCS tonight. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to hearing John and Susan as all the, you know, pageantry and festivities that game one have for American League Championship Series. The Yanks on their mission to end their World Series appearance drought 2009. Been a long time. And this is one where, I mean, there's no Astros here. The Yankees are going to be favorites to get by and get through. Anyway, for the Mets for game two today, their lineup, it's the same. It's the same lineup. Lindor, Vientos, Nimmo, Alonso, Marte hitting behind Alonso, which is a new wrinkle in there for game one, but they're keeping that as well for game two. Jesse Winker, DH, Iglesias batting seventh, Tyrone Taylor in center batting eighth, and Francisco Alvarez batting ninth.
All right, so the only things that you could quibble over, would you get Bader in there to start?
No.
Okay, I tend to agree. I like Taylor.
McNeil. McNeil's
that's where I was going. Would you sit down Winker and get McNeil's bat in there and have him DH? Or, as we discussed earlier in the show, maybe you have you have Iglesias go to third, Vientos DH, and McNeil at second. You like the lineup overall?
I mean,
I got to be honest. I would, as much as I'd be
it's not
okay,
a great lineup.
Well, but it's who they are. So
yeah, exactly. Right.
I don't think I'd go out of my way to jam McNeil in there, to wedge him
in there.
I
know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
We discussed it more. I'm okay with this lineup today.
Here's the one thing, and this is why they're in a difficult, if not impossible, spot with this. Iglesias has been ice cold.
He's been chilly.
And not only has he been ice cold, he looks, go back to the Philadelphia series. He looks like the clock has struck midnight. If I ask you pound for pound, who do you want up in a big spot, who's the better hitter? Like, you'd be nuts to not say Iglesias based off of what he's done this year.
Uh-huh.
But.
Yeah.
But Jeff McNeil's the better hitter. Like.
Yeah, I mean, there was always an element of overachievement with Iglesias.
I know.
One
so,
of the things I would bring up, like, so, you know,
so
the
have
future
we,
and stuff.
Have we struck midnight on Iglesias?
Not yet.
And
he had a hit last night, didn't he? He had it to left field.
Yeah, maybe he did.
He went down
and
got it. Like,
yeah.
Wasn't that the Winker play?
Maybe. Okay. Yeah.
Listen, there's definitely been a drop in his performance. Iglesias has been a great story. Eventually, the story could end.
He did not look good against Philly, especially after, I think, game one it was. Just to a point where you notice him saying, wow.
That was the game he had hit 8 or 9 foul balls when they had two strike. Yeah. And he was in the middle of that. But, no, he's definitely cooled off. But baseball's cyclical. I mean, Nimmo's cooled off.
And you can't take him out anyway. So, they're not going to do it. Even as much as you want to say, hey, you know what, maybe they can get a little jolt with McNeil's bat over Iglesias, who's clearly cooled off.
Why not DH Pete for Winker?
Well, that's
the one thing you can easily do without interrupting the defense and easing McNeil in there.
What do you mean?
Just have Pete DH.
Jeff? Yeah, okay.
That's what I meant. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have Jeff DH and sit Winker.
Yeah, or, as the caller brought up yesterday, Gary and Mayapak, have Vientos DH.
Yeah.
Have Iglesias at second or third, and McNeil at second or third.
Or third, which is what we kicked around. I don't like throwing McNeil at third. If anything, I would put Iglesias at third, McNeil at second. But if you want to, I mean, his did have the home run. He even did have the hit last night. I mean,
bottom line is they need
Winker's done enough to get run out there another game, I guess.
Sorry, BT. Bottom line is they need their guys.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I mean, that's it. It's Vientos, Nimmo, like Lindor, we know. Vientos, Nimmo, Alonso, Marte, Winker. Like, those are their big bats.
Yeah.
I mean, God forbid you ever get anything out of Alvarez hitting 90, should, but those are their big bats. Those guys got to produce. Can they produce to the level that the Dodgers' big bats can produce?
The answer is no.
Okay, but then they're going to have a very difficult time
winning
the series.
That's why I think that they're in trouble. But and you would think that, no. Yeah, I mean, think about that. We just had a three-bit conversation on the lineup, and it was about, I don't want to say the ancillary pieces, because they've got their fingerprints on the season, especially Iglesias. Contributions have been amazing, unexpected, amazing, right? But look what we're talking about. It's got to be about the first five carrying the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
Your point, and while Nimmo and Alonso have certainly done less than Lindor, and Lindor's been amazing, Lindor needs to remain amazing.
Yeah.
Like, if he does a little dip, and
I have no concerns about him.
I don't have any concerns. No, me neither. I'm not trying to reinvent the Lindor stuff, but he's got to keep going.
Right.
Like, he's got to be
a given. Yeah, that's
got to be.
And then they need at least two, you would think, of the others. Like, you could deal with Vientos slowing down a little bit if Alonso and Marte pick it up.
Yep.
You could deal with Nimmo slowing down a little bit if Winker and Vientos pick it up. Or vice versa. Like, all right, Vientos and Alonso could struggle, but Nimmo's got to pick it up with Marte. Like, they have the potential there. They just got to actually go out there and do their job.
It's true. And they've done it so far this year. So just do it again.
That's how they got here. But the way that they've done it along the way, BT, is that it's been mostly based on starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And then a guy here, this guy this night, this guy that night. Like, outside of Lindor, Vientos, Iglesias, it's been a different contributor at different times. For this type series, I think they're going to need a little more consistency from their main guys.
You know how we've often paralleled these Mets, though they've soared past it now based on their recent heroics, but we compare them to the first season, Knicks make the playoffs, 2020. COVID,
yes,
Randall,
yeah.
Okay. Before the Knicks really loaded up and got some studs outside of Randall. I think the better comparison, and maybe this doesn't come to fruition, but I think the better comparison is going to be the 2022 Giants.
Yep.
Where they showed up in Philly and got absolutely dismantled. They won a
game. This could be the Philly game.
It could wind up being, it could be the Eagles game.
And I think it's very, very possible the entire series can look totally different watching Manaea and the Mets today against the Dodgers' bullpen arms. Mets got to go out there and rake. That's the bottom line. And the Yankees tonight, too.
Let's go.
Hey, if they don't beat Alex Cobb tonight, BT.
5-6 runs early. Watch. Judgy.
Not so sure. Cleveland a lot better than people give him credit for. Good luck with Carlos Rodon. Yanks game one tonight at the stadium. We have you covered with John and Susan. And next, Evan and Tiki live from the American Dream Mall. Getting you set ahead of all the baseball and, of course, the Jets and Bills Monday Night Football. Thanks to everybody called and listen. We appreciate each and every one of you. Dove and Hoff as well. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.